Some company at lunch prevents you eating your food with any efficiency. Isn't that right? Sometimes you just cannot be attracted by the food because of the attraction of the sound and the sheer presence of the humans with whom you're sitting at the table. I have been there. I have just sat at the table listening to Donal from the territory of the border of North Cork and Kerry, telling stories. In fact, more than telling stories, he's been telling poems in the Irish bardic tradition, and he's also revealed in a poem his own family ancestry in terms of a battle that took place between MacCarthy Moore, an Irish clan chief, and the Normans, at a date I couldn't begin to even guess at, but must have been somewhere in the 12th century or 13th century. Across the table is the biographer, or came the biographer, of Ian Fleming. And that is another rich distraction, to have that man at the table with us, because Ian Fleming resonated with the phrase used by Donal the poet about the Flemings. The connection is that the troubadours that were in the Norman camp in the battle were Flemish, and they sat alongside the Irish filly, the Irish bards, because poets were not allowed to take place in wars, and they sat beside each other, not exactly on top of each other, but beside each other. And the battle was won by the Irish, and the Norman troops were dead on the battlefield. And the Norman and the Irish chief turns to his own poets and asks them, expecting them to celebrate his victory. And the poet chief of the Irish poets turns to him and says, "Who would you have us celebrate?" Looking down at all the dead bodies on the battlefield, and the Irish chief, the penny drops. And he curses the Irish poet in fine form, and realizes that what poets will do will be honor the dead. They will not put themselves first of all to celebrate those who have blood standing on their swords. And then to the table came the Dylan Thomas words, "And death shall have no dominion."